Hot Business with Nzinga is brought to you by Shift, the global money app offering the cheapest forex rates for traveling, shopping, and investing in real time, 24/7, no matter where you bank. Get the cheapest forex rates around. Download the Shift app now.
You're listening to Hot Business, and on Mondays we talk property, and my guest tonight is Francois du Toit. He's the managing partner at Tyson Properties. Francois, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. How would you describe the residential property market in Johannesburg currently?
Thank you, Nzinga. Residential property in Joburg in particular has been had a little bit of a tough ride. Obviously, after COVID, there's been one or two repo rate increases, and that has really had an impact on affordability for a lot of people. However, it's definitely not doom and gloom. I think the Joburg market is very active. People love Joburg just because of what it is, and it still is the financial hub of South Africa. I read an interesting article on the weekend where someone in the industry said that the road down to Cape Town is not a one-way street. So there's evidence that a lot of people that were semigrating down to Cape Town and the Western Cape and those kind of places, they are slowly coming back for various reasons. But it's definitely not doom and gloom.
One thing we talk about a lot on the show is inflation and those interest rate hikes. How has that affected the rental and sales market in Johannesburg in particular?
Yeah, so I think as I just mentioned now, obviously the interest rate repo rate is 8.75%. And then obviously just towards the end of COVID, we've had a time period where the interest rates were really low, in fact, so low, record lows, and that really pushed up affordability. But from an interest rate perspective, I think the fact that, yes, we had an increase in interest rates has affected the affordability of some potential buyers or some of our clients. Mm. It's not always an ideal situation. However, from a business perspective for us, it's just about finding the right property for the right client. And yes, even if affordability has gone down a little bit, people always need a place to stay. So, it has definitely had an effect on the market. Yeah. But it's all positive. And if you educate your clients and make sure they know exactly what the criteria is and what the financial institutions are looking at, then you just assist them in that process.
Francois, Tyson Properties has been around for a while, even during the financial crisis of 2008. So what kind of trends do we see in these kind of difficult economic conditions that we're seeing now and even back then?
Yeah, so I think even back then, I remember in the early 2008, world economic collapse or financial industry, markets and property in particular is all about cycles, and you just got to push through and build good relationships. And obviously, like I said earlier, affordability has an impact on the market, and then also the willingness of banks to lend. But ultimately, it doesn't matter how bad the climate is. Banks are in the business of lending, and that's their business. So as long as we can provide an environment and a safe platform for them to trade and for our customers to be able to afford home loans or homes as such, you just got to push through those times. Mm. It's the old story. What goes up will come down, or what goes down will go up. It's all in cycles.
There's been quite a big decline, if we're speaking about things going down, in the number of mortgages being given out in the second quarter of this year.
Yeah, so there hasn't been a massive decline in terms of, there has been a decline, but it's not a massive decline.
Okay.
I was at a conference the other day where the guys were talking, some of the financial institutions gave feedback around how many bonds were granted, who's your customer, and where that is all going. So I wouldn't say there's been a hell of a lot less bonds that was granted. I think because of the repo rate and because of the interest rates that's slightly higher and not as favorable for buyers, it just has had an impact. And what might have happened is their criteria might have shifted a little bit from a risk perspective.
And what advice then would you give, Francois, to someone who's thinking of buying or renting in the different segments of the markets? Because obviously a high-end property, whether you're buying or renting, you're not going to have the same issues as perhaps a lower or middle income property.
Yes, yes. So from an investment perspective, obviously we've seen a huge increase in rental properties. Our rental segment of our business has done really, really well. And for us, it's important to diversify. But in terms of high-end and middle-end and entry-level properties, there has been a strong increase again on the high-end rentals, as we had in the past. A lot of corporate and international companies where high-end rentals, I'm talking 30,000 to 50,000 rand a month, that has increased again, which is really refreshing. And then also in the lower end of the market, properties up to 1.5 million rand, that segment of the market will be very active and very favorable, not only for investors, but also for people that would buy an entry-level property and kind of move on to a slightly higher, bigger property, and then keep the existing property. So those two segments are doing really well. We are very excited about the top end of the market. We went through a bit of a, I wouldn't say a dry spell, but things were a little bit not favorable about 2 years ago, but it is definitely picking up and we are very excited about that.
You know, Francois, when I drive around sometimes in different parts of Johannesburg, I see so many for sale signs. And to the point where I even asked, you know, is there something that we know, like I don't know about that's happening? Is there like a mass exodus? Now, we've spoken about semigration to Cape Town and how, you know, some people left and some people are coming back. But how big is the property market in terms of people just upping and leaving? Or is that just the normal day-to-day transactions?
So I would say I would say that to answer your question about all the boards that you see out there for sale, quite often a lot of real estate companies a lot of property owners will have multiple agents working on their property or promoting or marketing their property. So sometimes you'll have one property with one or two or three boards. So that kind of creates a perception that there's this mass, exodus out of Joburg. I would say, we do see a fair amount of our clients immigrating or semi-migrating, but we also see a lot of our clients moving back to not only South Africa, back to Joburg. So it's definitely not doom and gloom. I think property growth in Johannesburg is we haven't had an amazing run in the last good couple of years, but I really think in the very near future, if I say that, I refer like early next year, mid next year, we will have an increase. And I think various reasons, but one of the mainly is there's really a lot of people moving back to Joburg just purely because of the financial hub. It's a fact that salaries in Johannesburg from a corporate perspective is a little bit higher. And a lot of family and it's easy to get in and out of. But to come back to your question, why is there all these boards out there? It's definitely not doom and gloom. It's just, I always say life happens to people. So, people move, people immigrate, people change jobs, people go through various stages of their lives. And sometimes just moving closer to a high school or a primary school becomes very, very important. That 45 minutes in traffic or hour in traffic becomes a big thing. To put you at ease, it's definitely not this big exodus out of Joburg.
There's really no place like Johannesburg. Francois du Toit, the managing partner from Tyson Properties, joining us there on our property feature. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Nzinga. It was really nice to talk to you.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.